Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on sex, on work, on dating, on parenting, relationships, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here. Hear that? Right now. It could be yours. You never know. You never know these letters.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend Shirley Strawberry.
All right. Thank you, Junior. In for Tommy. Subject, he left the restaurant with his wife. Okay. Dear Stephen Shirley, I was dating Mr. Wright for almost 1 year, and we got a condo together and looked at rings together. He's a physician, and his practice is about an hour from where our condo is. We dated publicly, and I met all his friends and his sister. He never gave me any reason to suspect that he was married. He is an avid golfer in his spare time, and he usually stays at the resort where he golfs on the weekend. Again, I had no idea that he was married since he spends most nights with me and a few nights in the city where his medical practice is. 2 weeks ago, he decided we go to the wharf and have a nice dinner with another couple. I got excited because I thought he might be ready to propose. We'd never been to this restaurant before, but when we got there, all the waiters and staff there greeted him and called him by name. We sat in a private room and my stomach was in knots the whole time because I thought tonight was the night. As we got to dessert and had a few cocktails, the door opened and a woman walked in wearing sweats and a bonnet. She said thanks to the waiter and she walked toward us. She came to our table and asked my man to get up and come with her. My man smiled at me and squeezed my hand under the table before he got up. He asked the other guy to handle the check and make sure I got home safely. I jumped up and asked what was going on. The woman advised me to sit back down and enjoy the rest of my evening. My man didn't even look my way. I sat down and the woman at the table told me that that was Jim's wife. Well, Jim and I have created a life together, and he hasn't reached out to me in almost 2 weeks. What do I do now? Okay, I think you already know the answer to this. You don't have many choices here. You really don't. But the one thing you have to do is pick up the pieces and try to get your life back on track. You got to move on. You have to. I mean, this man is married, plain and simple. His friends know it. Obviously, the waiters at the restaurant know it. He knows it. He just didn't tell you. You were the only one in the dark. And for almost a year, he was able to keep this going. How did you guys get a condo together without you knowing this? You looked at rings. He didn't buy your ring, but you looked at rings together. You know, obviously he has money. He's a doctor. So what he's doing is staying with you and, you know, some of those nights when he stays with you. But the other nights he's with his wife, obviously. I guess they're still together because she certainly thought they did. They were. All the waiters knew her as well. So what do you do now? Like I said, pick up those pieces, start to move on with your life. This man has not reached out to you in almost 2 weeks. The last thing you heard from him is when he squeezed your hand under the table and told his friend to make sure you got home safely. Well, his friend did that. It's no use in trying to chase after this guy. It really isn't. He's got a wife. You don't need all that. You need to figure out about the situation with this condo. Is his name on it? Is your name on it? Can you stay there? Can you sell it and get something else? That's what you need to be concentrating on right now. Steve?
All right. Lord, Lord, Lord. This man right here. Now, y'all, what I'm about to share with y'all is, I know exactly what happened in this.
Okay.
I know all the inside. I know what he said. I know he said how he set it up. I play golf. I know how he designed this whole thing. What I'm going to reveal to you, I ain't gonna do it right now. When we come back, I just want to set y'all up. Now, I want to apologize to the men that's listening.
Why?
Because I'm going to expose
good stuff.
The intricacies of how this is all set up. Because this is a setup.
Ooh.
And I know every move in here. No, see, Shirley, you don't understand. No, see, you thinking he's a liar and a cheater. But you don't know how the setup has happened. Because in his mind, his friend's mind, and her mind, all this is going down based on the setup. See, it's the setup. You keep forgetting. Remember now, when we get to the part where they were in a private room at a restaurant where they knew his name, there's a reason for that. And the reason his friends were there with other women is because they know, too.
Because they're all liars and cheaters, so they all
That's
know.
That's it, Shirley. That is
See,
it.
This you ain't don't complicated. Know. You don't know. Why did the woman so calmly say to her, that's Jim's wife? Because the women are in on it too.
Right. I get that. But on the lie. They're in on the lying and the cheating.
No, no. Yeah. They're in on the setup. Okay. See, y'all keep looking at this too damn basic. It's way more complicated than that.
Is it really?
I walk you through it. Shirley.
Okay.
You don't know the game.
Okay.
But when we come back.
I know a liar.
I'm going to tell it to you. Now.
Just hold on. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 22
no,
minutes.
No, you're going to part one of my response.
This is some mess. Subject, girl. He left the restaurant with his wife. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, he left the restaurant with his wife.
He left the restaurant with his wife?
Yeah.
Who else he supposed to leave the restaurant with? We read this letter.
He didn't go in with his wife.
No, but let me tell you why. Dear Steve and Shirley, I was dating Mr. Wright for almost a year. We got a condo together and look for rings together. The reason you got a condo together is the following line. He's a physician and his practice is about an hour from where our condo is. So now, his practice is also in the same area that his wife and family lives in. He got the condo because he's telling you it's an hour away from his practice, which you've never been to, by the way, which may not really be an hour away. See, you've never been there. Now, he's a physician. His practice is about an hour away from where our condo is. We dated publicly, and I met all of his friends and sister. The reason you dated publicly is because he has told his friends and his family that he and his wife are having difficulties. They are struggling. And he told them that's why his friends and sisters has been looped in. He never gave me any reason to suspect that he was married. No, he didn't tell you he was married because he was planning on it all going away eventually. He is an avid golfer in his spare time, and he usually stays at the resort where he golfs on the weekend. What? Boy, let me tell you something. First of all, you get a golf membership within the city confines of where you stay. So if you're a doctor within the city confines of where you stay, you can get to your practice and you can get to your love of golf by just driving from your house. Don't nobody stay at the damn golf resort while they play golf. No, and once again, you've never been to the golf resort because he focuses on his game because he's an avid golfer. He is not at the golf course spending the night. He is at home with the wife that he's having trouble with. So now, again, I had no idea. Again, I had no idea that he was married since he spends most nights with me. He spends the night with you because he told his wife that he gets calls in the middle of the night and he'd rather be closer to the hospital than to be at home. And since they're having trouble, they're okay with that. She knows about another place. She just don't know you in it. See, y'all, listen to my setup, ladies. 2 weeks ago, we decided to go to the wharf, and have a nice dinner with another couple. Another couple, just one. I got excited because I thought he might be ready to propose. We'd never been to this restaurant before, but when we got there, all the waiters and staff there greeted him and called him by name. You know, doctors got stuff like that, you know, famous people. We sat in a private room and my stomach was in knots the whole time. Yeah, because you ain't know what the hell finna happen. Your stomach was in knots because what you thought was going to happen. Your stomach were really in knots in a minute, though. Because I thought tonight was the night. As we got dessert and had a few cocktails, the door opened and a woman walked in wearing sweats and a bonnet. She said thanks to the waiter and she walked towards us. She came to our table. Mm-hmm. Now, you're in a private room now.
Ain't but two tables in here.
Ain't a lot of tables in private rooms. Obviously, you don't know nothing about no private rooms. All this is exciting for you. She came to our table and asked my man to get up and come with her. My man smiled at me, squeezed my hand under the table before he got up. He asked the other guy to handle the check, which is his boy, who knows what the deal is, and to make sure I got home safely. Because he doctors, a physician, ain't going to make no fool out they self in here. Now, the wife ain't going to tear the restaurant up because they know them now. They come there often. But she got a bonnet on. She just came up out the house. Now, Monique, the comedian, done told her about coming out like that. Monique told y'all, don't be coming up here like this here.
But that's just a fly, not to handle this business.
Said it with love. But now, when you come out the door mad, you're going to know you. Nah, you done forgot what Monique said. But anyway, here we is. Got a bonnet on and a tracksuit. Mm-hmm. And the bottom don't match the top because she got dressed right quick. My man smiled at me, squeezed my hand on the table before he got up. He asked the other guy to handle the check. Hey, man, handle the check for a minute. Make sure she get home safely. I jumped up and asked what was going on. The woman advised me to sit back down.
Right,
see, this is a physician's wife. Hey,
in a bonnet,
sit your ass back down. She didn't advise you. She said, sit down before you get put down.
All right. We'll be back with part three of the Strawberry Letter for today.
Uh-oh.
He left the restaurant with his wife. What is he? He's a liar. He's a cheater.
Yes.
It's simple. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Here we go with part three of today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is he left the restaurant with his wife. It really should just be he's a liar and a cheater, Steve. I don't get it.
The setup man left an important piece of information out of this setup, and I will show you why the whole fiasco has crumbled around him. because of one gaping mistake. He got a condo with this woman because he done told his wife he needs to be closer to the hospital. His wife and I, they've been arguing, having some troubles. They do have some problems in the marriage, but that's common. A lot of marriages do. That's no reason to cheat and get another place. But he got the place, but he decided to get the place with a girl. So he got a place with the girl, never told his wife where it was, just his closer. And then they dated publicly, met all his friends and his sister because he done told family and friends they on the outs. He's tired of her. She's demanding. They're on the outs. He's looking. He wants to be happy. So all of them is okay because he's the physician. He's been providing for the family for a number of years, so they ain't finna dog him out. And then his friends just believe whatever he say because they're his boy. He's an avid golfer in his spare time, and he usually stays at the resort where he golfs on the weekend. That's not true. No one gets a golf membership in a town way, way from where they stay or they got to go spend the night. You go play golf, you have drinks at the 19th hole with your buddies, and you take your ass home. So every weekend, he's at home with his wife because she knows he doesn't have practice during the weekend. So now his wife thinks he's just coming home and during the week when he spends the night at his condo, it's going to be closer to the hospital. Da, 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 da. I had no idea he was married since he spent most of his nights where he's in the medical practice is. 2 weeks ago, he decided to go to the wharf, and I have a nice dinner with another couple. Got excited because he thought he was going to marry. They sitting there having dinner. A woman walks in with a bonnet and a tracksuit, tells him to get up and come with her. He squeezes her hand under the table, smiles at her, tell the dude, hey, man, make sure she get home safe and pay the check. I got up and said, hey, what's going on? She advised me to sit back down. She said, if you don't sit your black ass back down, you ain't going to see tomorrow, Garden 2. That's what she said. Sat back down, and a woman at the table told me that was Jim's wife. Well, Jim and I have created life together, and he hasn't reached out to me in almost 2 weeks. What do I do now? The ruse is over. The fiasco has fallen apart. And the only reason it fell apart that night was because the dumbass physician took you to a restaurant that he frequents often, and everybody know him and know his wife. And one of the waiters and the waitresses called his wife and said, your damn husband down here with another woman. She got dressed right quick, came down there, and you lucky she didn't whoop yo, hey, thank
the
you.
The only reason you like this letter is because it's about golf, too.
I had a lot to use it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.